Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we have the final opinion poll of the election campaign out. It's from the Sunday Business Post, which obviously isn't printed on a Thursday. So all the papers have it, while the Business Post has the poll online. The Irish Independent: election deadlock is the headline. Fianna Fáil at 21%, just 1 point ahead of both Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. Like, this could not be tighter. It's amazing. Most voters think Simon Harris lost this week's RTÉ leaders' debate, according to the survey, and the big three row over coalition options, as Sinn Féin says it has the momentum. The Irish Daily Mail: Fianna Fáil has the upper hand as Fine Gael falter amid late Sinn Féin rally. Support for Taoiseach Simon Harris and Fine Gael is continuing to slump ahead of tomorrow's general election. Fianna Fáil now the most popular party in the country on 21%. Now, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin are 20%, so it's pretty much the same when you consider margins of error and things like that. This is according to a Red Sea poll for the Business Post published last night. And then we have the Irish Daily Mirror: Dáil I want for Christmas. There will be no new government by Christmas if the election has an independent surge, party leaders have warned. The poll shows Fianna Fáil with a 1 point lead over Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. Micheál Martin said the numbers could be very tight to agree a coalition. And I saw Micheál Martin saying yesterday that the hope would be that we have a new administration in office here by the 20th of January, when President Trump takes power across the pond. So depends obviously on the numbers and how negotiations go, but will there be a government before Christmas? We're not sure, and the hope is before January 20th. The Irish Times also goes with the poll on the front page. Sinn Féin, well, the election on the front page: parties sharpen focus in last-ditch appeals. Sinn Féin appealed yesterday for voters who've traditionally stayed away from the party to lend us your vote. I was wondering when lend us your vote was going to come out. Here we go. To remove Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael from office. So Sinn Féin looking for a lend of your vote to get Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out of office. And then the two government parties have continued to focus on the threat of a shock to the Irish economy. So that's the front of the Irish Times. Lots about the election. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, the whereabouts of four asylum-seeking children was unknown for more than a fortnight by management at their accommodation centre. This is a new HICWA report out. In another centre, there was evidence of a large number of insects in the kitchen, while in another, where almost half the residents were children, one staff member was working without Garda vetting. So you can read more about that HICWA report in the Irish Times. The Irish Sun: so it's either the election or Conor McGregor. So the Irish Sun goes with McGregor. It's a macklash. Big brands are snubbing disgraced brawler Conor McGregor, is how they describe him, but his partner is standing by him. So bars, gyms and retailers are dumping products linked to Conor McGregor, but his fiancée Dee Devlin says, "My man and I created a beautiful life together. I love him, I trust him and I believe him." And then the front of the Irish Daily Star: Circle KO for Conor. This is the news that Circle K has become the latest to pull Conor McGregor's booze from the shelves. And also I see inside some of the papers, Dublin and Cork Airport will no longer be selling Conor McGregor-linked products in duty-free. So add that up, there's thousands of retailers across the country now who won't be stocking Conor McGregor's whiskey or beer or whatever he sells. And across the water in Tesco, they're not doing it in the UK either. Now, inside the papers, the Irish Book Awards were on last night, in case you didn't hear the winners. The Mail was there, and Sally Rooney, Graham Norton and Martin Waddell were among those who won big at the Irish Book Awards last night. Donal Ryan won Novel of the Year for Heart Be at Peace. Also, Sally Rooney, best known with her Normal People books, obviously, she took home Author of the Year award. Graham Norton won Popular Fiction Book of the Year for Frankie. And then we have Martin Waddell, who won the Lifetime Achievement Award, making him the first children's writer to achieve it. Also, Russell Carroll Kelly creator Paul Howard got a special recognition award for his contribution. So Donal Ryan winning Novel of the Year. And he'll be on News Talk Breakfast later too to discuss that win. I feel really bad going through the list. I've I've read very few of the books that have actually won. So there's something to do over the festive period. Once we get the election out of the way, we'll start reading books again. So this was the Irish Book Awards last night. Now, across the water in the UK, interesting to see if it's the same here, we're falling out of love with dating apps because the top dating apps have suffered falling numbers for the first time. Tinder has lost 600,000 users. Maybe they've all fallen in love. Tinder's found lost 600,000 users. Hinge has dropped 131,000. Bumble is down 368,000. And Grindr is down 11,000. The figures were reported in Ofcom's annual snapshot of our digital habits. Apparently, many young people who are on these dating apps are fed up with ghosting, catfishing and general bad behaviour, and they want to meet people in real life instead. Actually, some of my single friends have given up on the apps as well, and either they're happy out being single, choicefully single, or they want to meet people on nights out anymore, but they've given up with the online world. Now, one final story for you coming from the Daily Telegraph this morning. If you're invited to a dinner party this weekend, don't bring wine because it's rude, apparently, to bring wine to a dinner party. It used to be seen as good guest etiquette. However, the Telegraph tells us that hosts are increasingly likely to be handed a bottle of olive oil or something else that'll last for more than the evening. So according to this year's Waitrose report, oil, olives, nuts, honey, vinegar and premium salt are among the pantry staples that guests are swapping in for booze. So you don't bring bottles of wine anymore, you bring something that they can put in the press, something fancy. The report suggested the trend has grown after House and Garden magazine asked if a trendy bottle of olive oil was the new wine when it came to dinner party gifts from guests. So this is some advice for you. Apparently it's become a status symbol to have a pantry stocked with premium, ethical and pretty brands rather than bottles of wine that you either open when you're there at the dinner party or else it's thrown into the press and never used again because people don't like that wine. So consider that if you're at a dinner party and maybe bring something other than a bottle of wine to it. Now those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.